NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Two Houston City Council members earlier today delayed the purchase of a $16 million facility in East Downtown intended to serve homeless people. Mario Castillo and Julian Ramirez cited the need for more community engagement. Housing Department Director Mike Nichols says he understands the frustration of some residents, but the administration is moving with urgency as it works to functionally end street homelessness by the end of next year.
I know there's been criticism that this seemed to have moved very fast. I will say there's more criticism in my life in government that we moved too slow.
The proposed facility would serve more than 1,000 people annually, according to Nichols, making it a key part of Mayor John Whitmire's initiative. A community meeting with city leaders about the plan is slated for 6 p.m. Thursday at the TBH Center on South Jensen Drive. Republican Governor Greg Abbott held a get-out-the-vote event in Cyprus Tuesday as early voting is now underway for the November election. Democratic protesters gathered nearby. News 88.7's Bianca Seward was at the rally and has more.
In an effort to encourage early voting, Abbott pushed three ballot initiatives up in November, dealing with bail reform, voting, and Texas water. Also on the ballot are three seats on the Cyprus Fairbanks ISD school board. The three Republican candidates running were at the governor's rally. Abbott didn't endorse them. Instead, he talked about education more broadly.
We wanted to make sure that we were going to reform the curriculum to get our kids focusing on being educated, not indoctrinated by the woke narrative.
Protesters voiced their concerns about the direction of the school board. Tara Cummings is the parent of a high school student in the district.
I mean, they've censored 13 chapters of state-approved textbooks. They've restricted library books and violated parents' rights to determine what their own children read.
I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Ground stops were issued at both of Houston's main airports yesterday, but were lifted late in the evening. This comes as Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned that the airport delays would happen during a government shutdown. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.